Zion Thomas, Wednesday, 27th of June, Rabbi Avraham Jacobson, Antiochus, and the Chatzi Kaddish.
Good morning, everyone. Well, Shem, I see the shul is not experiencing since the last time I came. We're talking about the shul should continue to go in the Chai Rafael. And the Chavah in Simon Reish Pei Bei, and the Shabbos in Reish Pei Bei, Yiv Dalek, says that the minhag is that we call up seven aliyahs on Shabbos, and we finish off the parasha with all seven, we complete the whole parasha with the seven aliyahs, then the Oymer Kaddish, we say Chatzi Kaddish, and then we call up the master again, and he reads, he repeats something which the seventh aliyah read. The Mechaber tells us that we say Chatzi Kaddish in after saying Kriyas HaTorah. What is this idea of Chatzi Kaddish? We know there's something called a Kaddish Sholim, which you say after Tfilah. There's a Kaddish Yotzim, which he often says Kaddish Rabbanan after saying Divrei Gemara. What's Chatzi Kaddish? Primogodim and Ayachayim, Simenun Hei, explains one of the properties of Chatzi Kaddish is that after completing a mitzvah, we say Chatzi Kaddish. The Moshe says, after saying, learning Kriyas HaTorah, after reading Kriyas HaTorah, we've completed the mitzvah, we say Chatzi Kaddish. Another example is, after saying Asher, Asher, Kaloyim et Eledovich, Nish Shepom and Beyeim, we've said Asher, three times, if you say it three times a day, Yazecha too, come to Eilim HaVa, it's a mitzvah to say Asher, so we say Chatzi Kaddish on that as well. So, the idea of Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah is, like the Prima just explained, we've finished the mitzvah, we've done a mitzvah, so we say Chatzi Kaddish. The third example is after saying Shemini Esther, which understanding means after saying Shemini Esther for Zot HaShah, on the day that we say Kriyas HaTorah, we say Chatzi Kaddish. And the reason is, even though we're going to say, again, as Kaddish Shalim at the end of the davening, which will go back on the whole tefillah, but still we've finished Shemini Esther now, we finish Shemini Esther, we say Chatzi Kaddish, especially because we completed the mitzvah. Chatzi Kaddish is for when you've completed the mitzvah. But we know sometimes we don't say Chatzi Kaddish straight after Kriyas HaTorah. Sometimes, Moshe Shabbat Mincha, we say Chatzi Kaddish a little later, we say just before we start Shemini Esther, quite Shemini Esther. The Levush explains that is because if we would say Chatzi Kaddish immediately, then the Tzibur wouldn't know when to start Kriyas Shemini Esther. I guess in those days they didn't institute the banging on the beam or the omelet, so the Oilem didn't know when to start Kriyas Shemini Esther. So they said, we'll delay Chatzi Kaddish. We won't say Chatzi Kaddish immediately, we'll delay it till just before Shemini Esther. That Chatzi Kaddish will go back, will be on the Kriyas HaTorah, but we're just saying it before Shemini Esther in order to start Shemini Esther together. But sometimes, we say Chatzi Kaddish before the end of Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe on Shabbos morning, what we do is, like the Mechaber just said, we say, we call up seven aliyahs, we finish the parsha, we say Chatzi Kaddish, then we call up the Maftir. So we're saying Chatzi Kaddish before we're finishing the whole Kriyas HaTorah. And the question is why? Why is it that we don't say Chatzi Kaddish after we've finished everything? After we've called up the Maftir, why do we not say Chatzi Kaddish when we finish reading from the Sefer Torah? Well, we don't. We say Chatzi Kaddish before finishing reading from the Sefer Torah. Why is it? So to answer this, we need a little bit of historical background on the Indian of Haftorah. There was a time, there was a Gzeira, the Klal Yisrael weren't allowed, the Goyim made a Gzeira, you weren't allowed to read from the Torah to Rabbi. The Tesis Yomtev said that, Tesis Yomtev in Megillah, which was the Gzeira's Antiochus. Antiochus made a Gzeira, you're not allowed to read from the Torah to Rabbi. And therefore, Chazal instituted, instead of reading from the Torah, we'll read from Navi. The Gzeira wasn't on Navi, so we'll read from Navi, and we'll call up seven people for the Navi, seven aliyahs, each one read three psukim, so a total of 21 psukim. That's how they instituted the idea of reading Navi. The option that Gzeira passed. We finished with the Gzeira of Antiochus, but the Chazal said, since we're already reading Navi, we'll keep reading it. So therefore, we read the Torah. We then call up we call up somebody for Mafti. The Mafti reads from the Navi, And that is, we are doing what we're meant to do, that's from the Torah. But at the same time, we're still keeping the original Takana of reading from Novi. That's why we always have a minimum of 21 sukkim in our Torah, unless the Inyan is finished earlier. We're trying to keep exactly like it was in the time of Akzeya. In the time of the Gemara, there's a discussion, the Gemara Megillah discusses this Maftir, this person that gets called up for Maftir, is he one of the seven Kurim on Shabbos? We know that every day, every time we read from the Torah, there's a minimum amount of Aliyah. On a Monday and a Thursday and a Shabbos Mincha, there's three Aliyahs. No more, because people have to go to work, and Shabbos Mincha is just before Shkia, only three Aliyahs. On Rish Chodesh, on days that we have Musaf, Chol HaMoed, it's four. Yom Tov is five. Yom Kippur is six Aliyahs. And on Shabbos, we have seven Aliyahs. This seventh Aliyah, is when we say we have to call up a Maftir, is the Maftir part of the seven Aliyahs? Or is he an eighth Aliyah? Is the Maftir included as part of the Shiva Kurim? The Shani in the Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara doesn't answer it. The Gemara has no answer. Is the Maftir one of the seven Kurim? That means do you have to call up seven Aliyahs and the Maftir, or you call up seven Aliyahs and the seventh one will read from the Novi? The Gemara doesn't answer it. The Rish, the Rosh Tesis there says, La'alocha, the Ikka Alocha is, that the seventh Aliyah, the last Aliyah, could be the Maftir. We do not need to add on an Aliyah. That's the Ikka Alocha. We do not need to add on an Aliyah. And that's why, on a Tanit Mincha, we say Aftariah. There's only three Aliyahs. We do not call up four Aliyahs. Because on a Tanit, you're not allowed to add Aliyahs. And therefore, we call up three Aliyahs, and the third Aliyah will read from the Maftir. What's the Shaila of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara have a Shaila Bechlau? Because there's a question on the Gemara says, why Bechlau does the Maftir have to read from the Torah? In the time of the Chazal, the Maftir would just read Novi. That means the time when the Gzeh was, Gzeh Santi Yachas, they would only read Novi. So why Bechlau does the Maftir have to read from the Torah? And the Gemara says, Mishum Kvoidoi Shal Torah. So on our Torah, you can imagine, nowadays we read from the Torah, you call up seven Kurim from the Torah, they make a bracha on the Torah. We then call up somebody for Novi. He makes a bracha on the Novi, and we'll read from the Torah. We are equating that way the Torah with the Novi. Zot the Gemara. Mishum Kvoidoi Shal Torah. For honor of Torah, to show that Torah is more choshev, we have to call up the person that's going to read from the Novi, we call him up earlier. We call him up to read from the Torah first. Make a bracha on the Torah, and then you can make a bracha on your Novi. That way we're showing that Torah is more choshev. More choshev than Novi. So it's only Mishum Kvoidoi Shal Torah that we're reading from the Torah. Therefore, maybe it's not included in the Shiva Kurim. But as we said, the Ikka Halacha is that it is included in the Kurim, and that's why on a Tanis and on Yom Kippur Mincha, we only call out that the Maftir is included in the minimum amount of Aliyah. However, on Shabbos, we can be more accommodating for the other opinion. Because on Shabbos, we're allowed to add Aliyah. On Shabbos, it says in the Mishnah and Megillah, one can add Aliyahs on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can add as many Aliyahs as you like. So let's accommodate the other opinion. We'll call up seven, and then we'll call up the Maftir. If you need to add an Aliyah to the Maftir, we've added an Aliyah. And if you don't need to add an Aliyah to the Maftir, you're allowed to add a Sofas on Shabbos. So we've accommodated everyone. On Shabbos, we can accommodate everyone. We can call up seven normal Aliyahs and the Maftir, and that way, we've definitely be made to all the days of the Gemara. So in the time of the Gemara, that's what they used to do. They used to divide up the Pasha in eight Aliyahs. Seven of them would be for the Torah, and one would be finishing the Pasha and then say the Aftariah. They would divide up the whole Pasha in eight Chalokim. Along came the Rabbanan Savroi. Mishabur brings down the Rabbanan Savroi. That means the Rabbanan from after the Gemara finished, they introduced it. They said, let's make a distinction between the main Aliyahs and the extra Aliyahs. Let's make some type of distinction to show we've finished the main Aliyahs that we have to do. The seven Aliyahs that we have to do, those we're done, and now we're adding on an extra one. We're going to make a Chatzi Kaddish between the finishing the seven Aliyahs and the eight. We want to make a Chatzi Kaddish. We anyway have to say Chatzi Kaddish on the lining, like we explained, is a mitzvah. So let's move it a little bit forward and say Chatzi Kaddish after completing the main aliyah. So therefore, that's what the Muhammad just said, the minig was to complete the whole parasha with the seven aliyahs, then we would say Chatzi Kaddish, and then repeat a little bit, three psukim at least, and that will be the maftir. That's then sort of background of what we do every Shabbos morning. We call up seven aliyahs, we finish the parasha, we say Chatzi Kaddish, we then call up the maftir. I'd like to discuss today, what is this Chatzi Kaddish? Why do we say this Chatzi Kaddish? We've just explained it for the mitzvah. But for what mitzvah? Is it because we've just been zeichah to finish reading what Chazal told us to read? So we finish reading the parasha, we say Chatzi Kaddish. We've just done the mitzvah. Or no, the Chatzi Kaddish is because we've just finished the mitzvah of calling up the amount of people we were meant to call up. Chazal introduces seven aliyahs. We called up seven aliyahs, we have to say Chatzi Kaddish. Irrelevant of what you've read or not. You've done seven aliyahs, you've got to call up, you've got to say Chatzi Kaddish. But we can't interrupt the kriya with Chatzi Kaddish. We're in the middle of reading from the Torah, you can't interrupt it with a Chatzi Kaddish. So that's why we finish the parasha first, and we say Chatzi Kaddish. But the Chatzi Kaddish is going on the aliyahs, not going on what we've read. The mitzvah of saying Chatzi Kaddish, the mitzvah that we are saying Chatzi Kaddish on, is that we were zeicha to finish calling up the amount of people that Chazal said. Chatzi Kaddish only in a tefillah. Chatzi Kaddish for a mitzvah. And praise the Torah's answer. It's an answer to it. And I've got an achaya and full sharia that it's on the aliyah. So we're making Chatzi Kaddish on the aliyah, not on the Kriyat Torah. In the full sharia, we know every Yom Tov, we read the Torah, then we say Kaddish, and then we call up the Maftir. But the Maftir doesn't read from what has been read already. The Maftir reads from a new Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah, if Chatzi Kaddish is going on what you have to read, so then we should really say Chatzi Kaddish after that. There we go. We say Chatzi Kaddish before that. So it seems, you know why we say Chatzi Kaddish? Because we've already done the five aliyahs that you have to do for Yom Tov. And we're now going to take out a new set of Torah, so there's no problem making a hefset of saying Chatzi Kaddish. So Chatzi Kaddish is on the aliyahs that we called up, the five aliyahs we called up. Now I imagine some of you are out to pound for me and say, no makor from that, because there's no real makor in the Gemara for reading from the new set of Torah on Yom Tov. There is no real makor for that. But I do have a makor from the Gemara for something similar to that. And that is the Arba Parshas. Arba Parshas, the Dina de Gemara, to say Shabbos Shalom, to say Parshas Zohar, Dina de Gemara. And as everyone knows, on the Shabbos Parshas Zohar, we finish reading one Sefer Torah, we say Chatzi Kaddish, and then we call up the Parshas Zohar. And this is a Chiyuv Gomor to read from the Gemara, from the Torah. If Chatzi Kaddish, which meant to be said after we've completed our mitzvah, then we should surely say Chatzi Kaddish after Parshas Zohar. It is notorious that the reason why we say Chatzi Kaddish is because we've been zeicha to call up the seven aliyahs. Shabbos Zohar is going to be the eighth aliyah. We don't say Chatzi Kaddish after that. We say Chatzi Kaddish after we finish the seven aliyahs. And that's how the Ofer Shulchan says, to the hechros, the chiv, to the hakaddish, the hechros, the hoidos, shenishnamu, the mitzvah akurim. That's the mahalach of the Ofer Shulchan. Yeah, but as we said, we can't interrupt the Kriyat HaTorah with a Chatzi Kaddish. In the middle of reading from the... Because if you're thinking another Sefer Torah, then you can say, we're finished reading from this Sefer Torah, so there's nothing wrong to interrupt it with saying something else. But to interrupt in the middle of reading the Torah with something else, with a Chatzi Kaddish, we can't do it. That's how the Archa Shulchan announced it. I'll say it with the Chatzi. The Mechavim Tzivov, the HP-based Tzivov, brings a machlokes, or he doesn't bring a machlokes, but there is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Maram. What happened to any Gabbai's nightmare is they pulled up six aliyahs and they finished reading the parasha. A mistake. They didn't call up seven. They read the parasha, they completed the parasha with six aliyahs. And they said Chatzi Kaddish. And then along came someone and said, you forgot. It's the seventh aliyah. What should we do? Machleket Miram Rotemeg and Rosh, what to do. Everyone agrees you need to call up the seventh aliyah. But do you say Chatzikadosh again after the seventh aliyah? If you already said Chatzikadosh, but do you say Chatzikadosh again after the seventh aliyah? The Miram Rotemeg says, yeah. You still got mitzvahs, call up the seventh aliyah and make a Chatzikadosh afterwards. So the Rosh and the Mishmur passing like this says, no, you don't say Chatzikadosh again. And the reason being is because Chatzi Kaddish is on the reading of the Torah. Chazal Mechayev you to read a certain amount, certain portion every week. You read it. You read it with the wrong amount of people, but you read it. And therefore your Chatzi Kaddish went on what you read. The fact that you want to call up, that you have to call up one more person, another person, fine, there's a chiyuv to call up another person. But they didn't institute Chatzi Kaddish on that. They instituted the Chatzi Kaddish on completing what you meant to have read. So we have in the voice of Machado that says to Paschen that the reason why you make Chatzikadosh is not on the aliyahs, but rather on the fact that you read, you've completed reading what you have. And it's also Mukhach from the next Sif Zayin says, what happens if you missed out one word in the Kriya? You've called up seven aliyahs, and they all read very well. One word is missed out in one pasuk. You have to read again. You have to read again at least that pasuk. That means we see the Chazal and the Rasak in what the mitzvah of Krita Torah wasn't a mitzvah, you should call up seven people. They're mitzvah in what to read. And if they're mitzvah in what to read, it makes sense that you should make Chatzi Kaddish on what we just read. If so, the question is back, what happens to Parshas Zohar? What happens on Yom Tovah? Why is it that we say Chatzi Kaddish before completing what we have to read? We still have to read Shabbat Zohar, Parshas Zohar. Why don't we say Chatzi Kaddish after the Parshas Zohar? So I found that Moshe Feinstein in Chedek Aleph, from Kuf Aleph, he speaks through this, and he has a Gvaldig in Mahalach this thing. He says, there's two types of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a Kriyas HaTorah which Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaking, and we have to learn from the Torah every week, Monday, Thursday, Shabbat, Mitzvah from the Torah, don't go by without learning Torah. The mistaken, he was mistaken that you have to learn from the Torah. Limud Torah. Also in Yom Tovah, in the second you have to learn from the Torah. So it's not in order to know any halachas, it's a bit too late to start telling you halachas on Yom Tov morning. It's because it's mitzvah time of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us, in order in Baba the Kama says, in order to learn Torah, an opportune moment on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, on Mondays and Thursdays, we have mitzvah time of Torah. And then there's another sort of Kriya. A Kriya HaTorah which is there to remind people. To remind people what to do. And also, Shabbos Shkolim. Shabbos Shkolim is an Indian Lahazkir. Lahazkir is the people to bring the Shkolim. Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Parshas Zohar is because you've got a chiv to remember to wipe out the money. Reish Chodesh, even a Chadish, is the same idea. Reish Chodesh is not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's to remind the people that we're now on Aleph of the month. That's Reish Chodesh, that's Shabbos Karim, Parshas Parah, all these other type of kriyas, special kriyas, which we don't on a normal day do, are Indian of Haskaris. They're not Talmud Torah. So to Moshe, this mitzvah, this Chatzik Kaddish, which they instituted on a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what they instituted it on. They did not institute it on any other thing which is not Talmud Torah. So therefore, he's Mechadish. That on a day when we read Shabbos Parshas Shkolim, let's say, when we finish the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we say Chatzi Kaddish straight away. We finish reading the Torah, the Talmud Torah mitzvah. We say Chatzi Kaddish straight away. Afterwards, we then read the Shabbos Parshas Parah Shkolim, which is not mitzvah Talmud Torah. It explains a little more that needs a bit more fine tuning, that we know we say Chatzi Kaddish on day of Rosh Chodesh during the week. We do say Chatzi Kaddish after saying Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, even though Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is not Talmud Torah. So he explains, he says, of course, once they, in the second that you have to read it, they said this is now Talmud Torah, and of course you have to make a block on it. But why were they in the second? Weren't they in the second because they want you to learn Torah? Or were they in the second because they have other ideas, they need you to remember something? If they're in a second, it's because they want you to learn Torah, that's the Ikka mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and in that we say Chatzi Kaddish. If they're in a second, it's because they want you to remember something. Now they want you to remember it, so it's now mitzvah Talmud Torah, then if that's the only thing you read, then you say Chatzi Kaddish on that. If you read something else as well, the Masa, like on a normal Shabbat, or Shredos, let's say, when we read from the Parsha, and then we read the Shredos, so then we say Chatzi Kaddish after the main Talmud Torah, and the other part is toppled to it. So we say Chatzi Kaddish first. Here's something very interesting, which I never really thought about. So, you know, on Yom Tov, we read the Yom Tov line. We don't read Shabbos. Even if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we don't read Shabbos lining and then Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, we do. On Rosh Chodesh, we read the Shabbos lining, and then we read the Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? Why is it that when it comes to Yom Tov, Shabbos gets pushed away, and on Rosh Chodesh not? So he says, very simple. The Ikka reason why we read on Shabbos is Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Ikka reason why we read on Yom Tov is Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So the two Talmud Torahs, what's the difference whether we read the Shabbos or the Yom Tov? Might as well read Yom Tov. So Rosh Chodesh is not Talmud Torah. Rosh Chodesh is really why they're attacking it. Well, to remember, remind you something. So therefore, we have to do Mitzvah Talmud Torah first. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Shabbos lining, and then we'll say also the Rosh Chodesh has Kor at the end. That's how he speaks it out. According to what we're saying now, any time when we say Haftorah, any time when we say Master or Shabbos Shkolim, Shabbos Torah, where they're not the Ikka Talmud Torah, they're not the Ikka Mitzvah, we should really say Haftorah, we should really say Kaddish before we start. Now, as was asked, what happens when we have three Sefer Torah, which have the Moshe Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, right? So the three Sefer Torah, all to be Shabbos Shkolim with Rosh Chodesh. So we have three Sefer Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Shkolim. When do we say Chatzi Kaddish then? We say Chatzi Kaddish before calling out the Maskil. Before calling out the Maskil, that means we say six Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, one Aliyah in the second, and then that'll be seven already, and then we call, say Kaddish and call out the Maskil. The question is why? According to the Orach HaShulchan, I understand it very well. The Orach HaShulchan said the reason why we say when we say Chatzi Kaddish is when we finish the Aliyahs. So we call that six Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, no Chatzi Kaddish, you haven't finished the Aliyahs yet. Call up the seventh one of the seventh Sefer Torah, then you say Chatzi Kaddish, you've now completed the seven Aliyahs. Now, according to Moshe, and according to the way we explain the Mechaber, that the mitzvah, Chatzi Kaddish, is said on when you finish reading what you have to read, we finish. Early on, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, then we should already say Chatzi Kaddish after finishing the first Sefer Torah. That was the mitzvah Talmud Torah. We have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim. Shabbos is the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and Rosh Chodesh is already Haskara. It's already topful to the Ikka Kriya. So why is it then we say Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah? So it says a Moed Ikka Chiddush. It says like this. It says, Chazal Nachsachin, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, every Shabbos. But they're also Nachsachin that Mitzvah Talmud Torah should be divided up by seven people. Now, what happens when you have three Sefer Torah? So, we know we do seven Aliyahs and the Maftir. So, those seven Aliyahs that are Nachsachin, you have to say, will have to divide up among two Sefer Torah. So, therefore, says Moshe, that since it was divided up and he said the seventh Aliyah has to be read in the second Sefer Torah, or is read in the second Sefer Torah, so therefore that becomes Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because Mitzvah Talmud Torah is kashur to the Aliyah and the Nisken for that day. So in the second, you have to read seven Aliyahs, call up seven Aliyahs, and the normal way is you divide up the seven Aliyahs amongst two Sefer Torah, so the second Aliyah is also part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It comes out in Moedic Ashkelus. So what happens if, and this is all down in Mishavu, what happens if the seven Aliyahs are called up in the first Sefer Torah? All Aliyahs are called up in the first Sefer Torah, and then you call up from the new Sefer Torah, the second Sefer Torah, you've already called up all seven Aliyahs, and since Mitzvah Talmud Torah is the second Sefer Torah as well, you would only say Chatzi Kaddish after saying the second Sefer Torah. Right, that means we call up, normally you would call up six, but if you do a stuffing, you call up seven Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, and then you call up somebody for the second Sefer Torah, you would say Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah. More than that, he says. What would be if you called up seven aliyahs on the first day of the Torah and then you said Chatzi Kaddish? Now, what do you do now? Do you say, you call up somebody for the second day of the Torah, obviously, but do you say Chatzi Kaddish after that? We said before that the Rosh said, and that's passing the halacha, the Rosh said that in a case when you finish reading the Kriyas HaTorah and you have to call up still the seventh aliyah, you do, and you say Chatzi Kaddish already, you do not say Chatzi Kaddish again. Now, what would be in this case? In this case, you called up six aliyahs, you called up seven aliyahs on the first Sefer Torah, and then you still have to call up on the second Sefer Torah. He says you would make another Chatzi Kaddish. Because the second Sefer Torah is also a Chelek of Talmud Torah, and you haven't finished the mitzvah. In the Rosh's case, you've finished the mitzvah already. In this case, you haven't finished the mitzvah. So you would make a Chatzi Kaddish again, you would say two Chatzi Kaddish. Can you go on the topic about it? But that's how it makes a possible. He says, Avudran asked, and Simchas Torah, that's when Simchas Torah, Avudran asked, when do we say Chatzi Kaddish? Simchas Torah is another one of those days that we call three aliyahs, three Sefer Torah. We have the one that we finished the Torah with, we have the Chumash, the Sefer we start the Torah with, and then we have the Machti. When do we say Chatzi Kaddish? Do we say after the first Sefer Torah or after the second one? And then Avudran says, we say it after the second one. For two reasons. Loif look, every other time we say after the second one, and also because if we would say Chatzi Kaddish beforehand, the Sotah would be Mekatri. He says, look, they've finished the Torah, and they say Chatzi Kaddish, they'll be up to Kitchu while they say Chatzi Kaddish. This is much I don't understand. Why is it that Avudran first of all woke up on Simchas Torah to ask this question? And what kitrug is there? What type of kitrug is there? They're kaddish on the same kaddish. There's something going to come along and say, hey, not the same kaddish in the middle. And being a kaddish in Shemayim, what type of kitrug is that? And also, what's the late rule? Simchas Torah is completely different to any other day. There's nothing that's normal in Simchas Torah. So, what's the late rule? He says, the answer is exactly what we've just spoken about. On any other Yom Tov, there's a second. We call up six aliyahs for the first one, one aliyah for the second one, and then we call up the Sato. So we call up, on the Shabbos of Shredu, so when you call up three Sefer Torah, you have six aliyahs for the first one, and one aliyah for the second one. That's on any normal Yom Tov. That's how they're stacking it. But on Simchas Torah, it's just not like that. On Simchas Torah, we call up many, many aliyahs on the first Sefer Torah, so everyone's got an aliyah. We call up many, many aliyahs. So by the time we finish the first Sefer Torah, it's always that we've finished our mitzvah Shiva Kurim. There's no problem with that. We've definitely got the Shiva Kurim in. So he asked, if so, on Simchas Torah, the Shabbos, the Chumash Gracious, the Sefer Gracious, can't be because of mitzvah Talmud Torah, because they weren't stuck in it in order to be mushroom the minion Kurim. It can't be a part of mitzvah Talmud Torah, so therefore we should say Chatzi Kaddish beforehand. Not the other job. That's all late proof, okay. He says, second of all, he says, if we would finish the Chumash and say Chatzi Kaddish, that is if, why do we start Sefer Bereishis at all? Because we're happy to start a new Torah. If we would say Chatzi Kaddish in the middle, the Sotah will be saying, hey, look, they've finished with Torah, they're not interested to start again. So therefore, that's the Kitchur. They're in a sucker to start Sefer Bereishis between Mitzvah Talmud Torah to show we're happy to start the Torah again. That's the kitchen which is something which Ravajan needs to point out. That the tikkun of reading from the second sefer is a tikkun of reading Talmud Torah. And therefore, also in terms of Torah, we would say Chatzi Kaddish after the second sefer Torah.